With many visitors expected to come to St John over the summer from across Canada and around the world, regional growth agency Envision St John has just launched a local ambassador program. The short course aims to help St Johners learn more about their home and enable them to welcome and provide information to visitors to the city. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Gillian McKinnon, Chief Operating Officer of Envision St John, about the local ambassador program and the importance of visitors to the city. She also spoke about hopes for the 2025 summer season, with the apparent reluctance of many Canadians to cross the border with the States.
So the Local Ambassador online training program was really launched just within the last week or so, and within the first 5 days, we had 268 people register to do the online program, and over 50% of them completed it. So that's fantastic, because these are just people who are living in the region who just really have an interest in wanting to know more and, you know, being able to help when they're asked questions and take their own families and friends and friends from away around to see all the really interesting things to do within the St. John region. So we've been running an online course actually for our own staff for a number of years. So we operate the Welcome Centers both in the City Market and down at the Area 506 Waterfront Container Village. And we had been doing a version of that even for frontline staff at hotels, restaurants, bars, retailers. And this year we had some feedback from operators that wouldn't it be nice if more people in the actual community knew all of the amazing things to see and do and what events were going on. So we've actually launched a third version of it called our Local Ambassador version. So it's an opportunity to really educate the people that live in the St. John region, because they're welcoming visitors all the time and offering suggestions on things to do, where to go, places to eat. So yeah, it was a really great opportunity to elevate everybody's knowledge so that we can continue to be known as a welcoming destination. It's broken up into, you know, different elements within the course. You know, there's information around the Bay of Fundy, because even though people live here right on the edge of the Bay of Fundy, a lot of people don't understand how the tides work. So there's a lot of really useful information in there. Not only is it going to be good to get people, you know, more educated when they get asked questions from our visitors, but even to get more people in the community moving throughout the region. So, you know, it's got different sections on history and culture, you know, food and drink. So, you know, there's a real opportunity to get a good all-encompassing understanding of what we're offering here in St. John.
Who can get involved, and what would people need to do to get involved?
It's not an official program yet. This is more an online opportunity for you as an individual, a resident of the St. John region, to really help to educate yourself a bit more. But at the end of the course, we do ask if somebody would be interested in potential volunteer opportunities. So, you know, we're going to start creating a bit of a centralized database of people who are interested in volunteering for different events that are happening throughout the region, whether those are sport, cultural, different festivals. So, you know, that's how we're really going to start to create a community of ambassadors, people speaking very positively about the destination or the region, knowing all the things that are happening and places to go and neat things to see and do.
And so kind of like more broadly, I mean, how important is tourism and how important are visitors to St. John, to the region?
Last year, we embarked on a tourism master plan for the region. So again, identifying what were some areas for growth as it relates to tourism, and how we as a collective, you know, whether that's municipalities, operators, entrepreneurs, Envision St. John, who does a lot of the marketing and sales around the region, could work together. So, you know, we do see it as a growth opportunity. You know, we have this beautiful, historic uptown, Canada's first incorporated city. There's a lot of history here, oldest continuing farmers market. Then we have these beautiful rural communities outside of the city core. So there's lots of access to nature and hiking. Again, talking about the Bay of Fundy, world's highest tides. It's really a limitless potential for us. But certainly here we have an opportunity to invite and welcome a number of international visitors. You know, here in 2025, we're expecting around 75 cruise ships. Those are going to have passengers from all over the world, many from the U.S., many from Europe. And so, you know, there's lots of things that are going on in the world that are outside of maybe what people think of as tourism. But when those guests arrive, we want to make sure that we're always welcoming everybody. And I know that we have been. And so the feedback has been really terrific. So we are certainly a destination that knows how to roll out the red carpet and welcome our guests.
I mean, seeing a bit of a drop in tourists coming from the US, however, fewer Canadians going over the border. Are you hoping for more visitors from around Canada, from around the world?
It's still too early to tell, but certainly a number of our visitors or Canadians that would travel to the U.S. are going to be looking for different destinations. They're going to be looking for new options. And there's a number of travelers in Quebec who would perhaps go to like an Old Orchard Beach in Maine. They're maybe not going to do that here in 2025, but here we are, New Brunswick, and on the coast. So we're offering different types of coastal experiences as well. So I know two of our key target markets have been Ontario and Quebec for the last number of years. So I do think in 2025, there's potential that we get more from those markets, and even other Canadians within the region, within the Maritimes, who are maybe choosing not to cross a border in 2025. So yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity. Anecdotally, there's a number of operators and accommodations providers throughout the province, not just in the St. John region, who are booked further in advance than they typically are, or having guests come from new guests, coming from Ontario and Quebec who have perhaps not been to the province before or to the region. So, it is an opportunity that I hope we all can take advantage of. And once we house them once, the potential for them to continue to come and visit us and maybe make choices to come to the East Coast of Canada can continue into the future. We've gotten actually some feedback from people who've gone through the course on, the neat things that they had found out about the Bay of Fundy. There's a number of festivals that people were unaware that was happening in the region. So here's some user feedback. So these are all anonymous. There's a lot more going on than I was previously aware of in the region. It's a great reminder of all our region has to offer. As someone who grew up in St. John and has lived in the region for over 55 years, it really shouts out how much we have to offer. Here's another one. We have so much to offer for all interests. So those are some people who've completed the actual program. So, yeah. St. John is a wonderful destination. The welcome that people receive when they arrive in St. John and the rest of the region is really important. We are known for our maritime hospitality. Once you've come and once you've had the experience, we'll get you back time and time again.
More information about the local ambassador course can be found at envisionstjohn.thinkific.com. That's THINKIFIC. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.